couple things to ask you this morning. We all know what riddles are, and just a couple to kind of lead off, and I'm getting somewhere with these. What is it that holds water even though it's full of holes? Anybody want to guess? Holds water even though it's full of holes. Huh? You're close. You're real close. Sponge. A sponge. A sponge holds water even though it's full of holes. What is it that it gets wet when it's drying? It gets wet when it's drying. Let's go back to your original answer, Bob. A towel or a rag. A towel or a rag, because when it's drying something, it gets wet, right? And then what is it that when it is full, it gets to play or work, but if it's not full, it just lays around. So if it's full, it goes out and plays or works, but if it's not full, it just lays around. Huh? Not quite. It's got to do with a person. What about a glove? If we put our hands in a glove, we're going to work or we're going to play, keep our hands warm. But if there's not a hand in the glove, it's just laying on the table or wherever, right? Well, the reason I share these is because Jesus liked to use riddles also. And we're going to hear one of those this morning from the Gospel of Mark. But Jesus liked to use riddles to make a point. And what they did, and if you think about what those few simple riddles I just shared did, it made us think a little bit more deeply. I mean, because there was an obvious answer after we heard it, but we had to think about that answer to get there. And Jesus did the same thing a lot of times, especially when he was questioned. We know Jesus never really just responded back by saying yes or no. He always had a riddle, if you will, to try to teach a lesson or to teach a point, because it made people think more deeply about what it was that they were discussing. So from the Gospel of Mark this morning, chapter 11, verses 27 through 33, we hear what happens when Jesus is questioned by the religious leaders, the priests, the scribes, and the elders about what he's doing with miracles and teaching and preaching and healing. Again, they came to Jerusalem. As he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin? Answer me." They argue with one another. "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But shall we say of human origin?" Well, they were afraid of the crowd, for all regarded John as truly a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, the first part here we see is a riddle. We see Jesus asking a question back to them, and because he wasn't going to fall for their trap. And, of course, the people that he were talking to were fairly smart, and they realized that they didn't have a good answer. So they said, "We don't know." But also, parents can relate to this passage a little bit as well. How many times have your children asked, "Why do I have to do that? Why do I have to do that? Why do I have to be home at a certain time? Or why do I have to make my bed? Or why do I have to listen to you? Or why do I have a curfew?" Or all of these things. Why do I have to do that? Who made you the boss that I have to listen to you? And essentially what they're doing is they're questioning your authority about being able to tell them what to do, or your authority to establish rules. And especially as they get a little older and a little bit too wise for their own good at a younger age, they start to question that authority. And we know that, and all of us in here have been parents, We always start to think about, well, you know, we know because we've already walked that walk. So why is it that they still question? Well, Jesus found himself being questioned. He found himself being questioned. He came back into Jerusalem again at the time of his death draws near, and he had created some anxiety in the priests and the scribes and the elders, because they have grown accustomed to doing things their own way. They've grown accustomed to doing things their own way. They had found a comfortable little niche. You know, we got this whole religion thing down. We've got our own definition of religion. We don't need anybody coming in here upsetting the apple cart from the way that we've done all of this stuff. So they were questioning Jesus, because through his teachings, through the teachings of Jesus, he had challenged what many had perceived as the truth about religion. And these people were not happy with it. They were not happy with it because he was making things difficult for them. But they knew, they were smart people, they knew they had to approach him cautiously, because they knew that there were many followers of Jesus. And especially whenever Jesus threw back the question about John the Baptist, they knew they really had to be careful, because even if there were doubters out here about Jesus, they knew better than to cross what people believed about John the Baptist, because everyone truly believed that John the Baptist was a prophet. So, and Jesus knew that. And so when he threw this riddle back at them, he put them in a situation of saying, well, did the baptism of John come from heaven? Or was it of earthly origin? So the priests and the scribes and the elders of the day knew better than to say anything that was going to put them at odds with the people, because they didn't want to rock the boat. But they were still out to get Jesus with their game, with this little game that we have come known to know today, especially over this last month, as politics. But when Jesus is questioned, he sees through their ploy. What they're trying to do is to take his authority and gain dominion over him by asking these questions. But when Jesus sees through it, he says, okay, I will tell you. I will tell you who gives me this authority if you will just answer me one question. Did the baptism of John come from heavenly origin, or did it come from earthly origin? Doesn't seem like a difficult question, but its answers carry a pretty strong impact. So when he questioned, he turned it on them, and he asked them a question. Because they had questioned his authority to do things, especially his teaching, his healing, his preaching, his miracles. And basically what they were saying is, who made you the boss? Who made you the boss? Why can you do these things? Who made you the boss? Who gave you the authority to do these things if you say that you're doing? Because this ain't like nothing we've ever seen before with our religion. And these religious leaders question his authority. And I ask you today, have we ever questioned the authority of Jesus Christ? Have we ever questioned the authority of Jesus Christ? And I think our automatic answer, and it should be, our automatic answer is, of course not. We don't question the authority of Christ. We've seen the evidence. We've seen things happen. Now, we've also seen things that we don't understand, but we've seen things happen. And every Sunday, just about, we profess what we believe with our mouths, with the Apostles' Creed, and that essentially reminds us where the authority of Christ comes from. So we say, no, we don't question the authority of Christ. I mean, each Sunday when we share the Apostles' Creed, what is it that we're saying? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. So we believe in the one God, the mighty God, the all-powerful God who created all things. He created heaven, he created earth, he created you and me. He created all the good things in this world. He's the all-powerful, almighty, only God. That's who we believe in. Who else do we believe in? And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. So we profess with our lips and our hearts and our souls that Christ is our Lord and our Savior. And he was the one who was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So he is of God, at one with God, in triune with God. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all is one. Born of a virgin, born of the Virgin Mary. But he suffered under Pontius Pilate. Was crucified, dead, and buried because of us. That he would take on our sin because he loved us so much. Take on our sin die a sinner's death so that our sin will be eradicated. And then when he arose again on that third day, we were given that hope that we too would achieve victory over death. And he ascended into heaven. And where did he go? He went to that position of power, that position of authority, as he became seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And at that point, we knew then that he would come again. From thence he shall come again to judge the quick and the dead. And today, we believe in that Holy Spirit, who is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit as one. We believe in the Holy Catholic Church, which is the universal church. I'm not saying that we're Catholic, but Catholic means that it's the universal, the original, the pure church. We believe in the communion of saints, that we will all meet again and to be reunited with the ones that we love. We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We believe in the resurrection of the body and of the life everlasting. That's what we share each Sunday, so we acknowledge that the power of Jesus Christ comes from our Heavenly Father above. The enemies, though, of Christ that we read about, the scribes, the Pharisees, the elders, the chief priests, they question him. They question him. And I think at times, too, we inadvertently question Christ, even though we say we don't. I know I do. I at times question him without realizing it. I do it by accident. Because when something happens that we don't understand, we tend to ask why. Something happens that we don't understand, we tend to ask why. And that's just our human nature. We ask, well, why did that bad thing happen? Or, enough is enough. I can't handle anything else. There's been too much. I can't deal with anything else. Now, I know a few weeks ago, or months ago, we had the sermon series, Why? And we found that that tie to Jesus and that tie to bad things simply did not exist. But we're humans. We're still going to ask why. And on another note, we might ask why it is important to go to church. Or we might ask why it is important to do certain things that have become expected standards for us as Christians. And even if we don't ask these questions with our lips, sometimes we live out questions. Sometimes we live out the question by the posture that we demonstrate in our own spiritual lives, or the way that we carry out our mission as a church. If we know that we're supposed to read the Bible, but we don't, then essentially we're saying, why is it important? If we know we're supposed to go to church, but we don't, essentially we're saying, why is it important? If we know that we're supposed to forgive very quickly when we're wrong, but we're slow to forgive, then we have lived out a question. If we know we're supposed to love those that are hard to love, but we don't do it, then essentially we're living out a question. So we're inadvertently questioning the authority of Christ, even though we have been told to love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all that you are, and love your neighbor. And we've been told to forgive. And we have been told to be obedient. And when we find ourselves less than obedient in some of these situations, then we need to stop where we are and think just for a minute about how it is that we're living out of question rather than being obedient as we're called to be. Because we as the church, we as Christians, are expected to carry out the commission of loving people, of forgiving, of serving, of making disciples, and being obedient to the commandments. And when we don't do this, we essentially are asking why these things are important. And we demonstrate our own thoughts to others on their importance. Because if we go to church and we're not doing it, we're essentially showing to other people that, you know, we don't think it's important either. But as a body of Christ, what we know this. We know that we draw our authority and our strength from the truth that we find in the Scriptures and through the mighty acts of our Savior Jesus Christ. We know the miracles that He's performed as we read the Scriptures. We know the miracles that have been performed as we look into our own lives. We see those places where He has been there. But we also have those places where we still doubt and we still question, and that's okay because we're mortal beings and we have not been made perfect at this point. So we still have those questions. That's why we call this a spiritual journey. That's why we grow in our spirituality. We take these steps to get to that point of sanctification.
But we draw our strength from the truth we find in the Word of God and from what we know about Jesus Christ, our Savior. And going forth into this world, we can be confident in our mission and our service, knowing that we serve a mighty God who created all things, a mighty God who gave the authority to Jesus Christ to carry out the task that He carried out. But as we go forth into the world, we still have to be prepared, because somebody's going to ask, whether it be through word or action, they're going to ask us, who made you the boss? As a Christian, who made you the boss? Or who made the church the boss? Why is the church right instead of this other stuff? Why is the church's view this instead of this other view? And our response should be this: we're not the boss. We're not the boss. We don't have the answers. We are only obedient servants of a mighty God who willingly sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to take on our sin, to die a sinner's death, and through His life and through His death, we have been given a hope of a bright and amazing future where all the saints will once again be in communion. That's who we are. Question to authority? No. Human beings? Yes, we are. Prayers for strength, prayers for obedience, and prayers for peace. That's where we need to be. Because we will take missteps. We will make mistakes. We will ask why. But deep down in our hearts, we know the truth. And the truth is in Jesus Christ. Praise be to God.